This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. It's a Double D Mad Wednesday with Dean and Dean. But we are not alone in the studio. All during the show today, we've been talking about how you cope with holiday stress, specifically for the segment we've got now, which is our Counsellor's Corner. Joining us back again in the studio is Dr. Elizabeth, a licensed professional psychologist at Southbank Psychology and Couples Therapy Melbourne in the CBG. Hello, how are you?
I am good. Thank you for having me.
Always. We loved the last session. Last session, D2, we talked about sleep hygiene. You'll be glad to know that I took none of your advice on board. I'm getting there, but I've realised making change in your life, it's about being slowly doing it and chipping away. It's not trying to do anything major.
Yeah, habits are habits. That's the thing. They're just so hard to change. But I had such a great time too, and it was really, really fun. So thank you.
Well, we're glad to have you back again, especially with our current topic, which is coping with holiday stress. This time of year, I think it's anxious causing for everyone, whether it's got to get the right gift for the right person or have I done enough? The shops are closing. Have I got enough? You know what? There's so many things that can cause stress, anxiety, or concern, or even just spending time with your family.
Yeah, completely. I mean, the thing about the holidays is that there's all this expectation around them. Mm. You know, we're kind of motivated to think that they're going to be great and they're going to be so fun and we're all going to be happy and together. And the reality is, for a lot of us, the holidays are really stressful because either we just don't get along with our family, or even if we do have a really big family, we can feel lonely, even surrounded by a lot of people. So there's just it's just wrought with a lot of conflict.
I mean, sometimes. I reckon everyone on Christmas Day, whether you're surrounded by family, just feels alone. Mm. Everyone has that moment of isolation. But for a lot of people in our communities as well, in the LGBTIQA+ communities, that isolation is what they experience all the time. So at this time where you're hearing about everyone going and seeing family, you're either spending it with your found family or for some people just alone.
Yeah. And you know, that's such a good point, Dean, because you don't get to choose your family, but you do get to choose your community and your friends. And so like really finding time to make time to be with people that fill up your cup is a sort of antidote to that loneliness that a lot of people experience, whether or not they feel accepted by their family members or not.
Yeah. I think filling up your cup, I love the way you just said that, because that kind of hits the nail on the head. It really does. You've just got to fill that part of yourself. If you're feeling half full, find out what space there is for you. As I was saying before on the show, there's two great organisations for our community that are doing a Christmas lunch. Positive Attitude are doing a Christmas Day lunch for people should they need it, if they feel alone or isolated. But also in the morning in Edinburgh Gardens, Queer Space are doing a breakfast for the LGBTIQA+ community and allies who might feel alone, to be able to come and be with your found family. Mm. I myself am going to go from one to a huge lunch with my entire family, which is always stressful, I think. It's just, there's a lot of pressure and you know, I'm always having those conversations of, well, do you know, what are you doing for work now? Are they really paying you? Oh, and all that kind of stuff. I end up having these same conversations with family members year after year, and it can be really stressful.
Yeah. I think for a lot of people, myself included, having prepared answers to some of these really invasive questions can really just kind of help, you know, to help establish some kind of boundaries around these kinds of questions that can just feel like, oh, get out of my business, like go away, you know.
I never thought to prepare, but that kind of makes sense. Just prepare what you want to say and then it's just done.
Yeah.
Do you have that same kind of anxiety sometimes? I know your family are listening to the show right now, so you're being really careful.
I am, but I did have an issue I found with a cousin that I had to, as you say, set some boundaries with things. Mm-hmm. He would always ask who was the boy and the girl in the relationship.
Oh, wow.
And I always got really uncomfortable with it, and it took me a couple of months before I was able to tell him, just stop asking that.
Yeah.
He's trying to be inclusive and I understand that. He was just going about it the wrong way.
And I find during Christmas time especially, because you're so anxious and so frustrated, my response back can just cause further antagonization for everyone. Like, the trick is to, you're right, preparing answers. That is exactly the right thing to do, because in preparing what you want to say or how you want to say it, then you're not creating more stress or anxiety for yourself, but you're also creating a bit of an outlet for yourself, mm-hmm. and you're preparing and laying that foundation, which can make all of the difference.
Yeah, I mean, this is 2019, and yet still some people just don't know how to talk about a lot of really complex and complicated issues, how to ask about gender pronouns and how to talk about being gay or bi or whether, you know, what do you eat if you're vegan? All these kinds of really, like, you know, personal choices, personal experiences.
Or just who you are. Yeah,
exactly. And so, you know, we wish everyone was as woke, so to speak. But I think also managing expectations around what's achievable in these conversations at Christmas dinner or over the holidays, when, you know, tension is already really high, is probably helpful. Mm. You know, knowing what you can say, what you can achieve.
I think what's hard is when you do go into that dynamic, no matter what you've achieved or what you're doing, no matter what age you are, once you go into the family dynamic, you're in a different level to the way you are in the rest of the world. You're the middle child or the young child or this cousin or that. So you're seen in a completely different scope or space to how you actually exist. And it's hard to break that mold and break that chain. One big problem I always have is I'm constantly single. I barely said it on the show today, though, which is a shock. And every single Christmas, when are you going to find someone? And it's really stressful because it's just like, it's not my fault, it's everyone else.
Yeah.
But you've got to figure out how to manage and deal with the fact that you're stepping into a space where these are people that you've known for years, or possibly you have concerns about, you know, stepping into a space with your family, you haven't really connected with them if you have come out or whatever, and they don't know how to engage with you. And it can be really hard. And for a lot of people, I think sometimes they lean on whether it's eating a lot of food or drinking a lot of alcohol as a way to try to cope with that and a way to try to handle that. But that can be just as negative, can't it?
Yeah, I mean, alcohol, you know, in general, just helps can fuel conflict. And so limiting alcohol around sort of especially triggering family members is, you know, sometimes a good thing. But you're right, exactly. You revert into the dynamic that you used to have with your family whenever you're around them. And it doesn't matter, you know, who you are outside of your family, how successful you might be. As soon as you walk into, you know, somebody's house, you're just, you know, all these kinds of conflicts come back right away. So these are all sort of just things to be mindful of, you know, when you go back home.
Absolutely. And I mean, I know we've been talking about sexuality and gender, but also there's some other topics you can just avoid from a family perspective in those big catch-ups. Politics is one of them.
Religion.
You know, religion is another, climate, especially stress. With the religious discrimination bill. Just make sure if you're entering into these spaces or conflicting conversations that are quite emotional for you, even talking about climate change, being passionate is one thing, but working yourself up to such a degree, which has no outlet, just makes it really ruins the day for you and can really put a dampener on the end of your year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, coming up, we're going to keep talking about this. We're going to talk about what you can do and some ways in which you can cope or handle some of these stresses or things in your anxiety. So stick around for Counsellor's Corner. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Dean, and this is Make It to Christmas, which we're all trying to do. If that is not the most appropriate song that we're having in the Counsellor's Corner today, because it's Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9 with Dean, we're in the Counsellor's Corner and we've got Dr. Elizabeth with us, and we are talking about coping in the holidays, coping with anxiety and stress, coping at this really difficult time. And Make It to Christmas is a pretty appropriate Christmas tune, because it can be really hard to navigate through not just Christmas but New Year's. Things shut down, you know, people go away, and suddenly you can feel all alone.
Yeah. And here's the thing about loneliness. Loneliness is feels very different from just being alone. Choosing to be alone is can feel peaceful and restorative, but loneliness, there's a lot of sense of lack. Mm. And one of the main things that I think is really significant about loneliness is that there's this sense that I'm not valued. Nobody around me wants my company. And so there's a lot of kind of different strategies that we can use to kind of help build up that sense that I am valued and I do have purpose, to kind of combat those feelings of loneliness, especially at a time where it looks like everybody else is having a great time.
I didn't realize until we were just talking about it now, like a couple of years ago, I felt really down during the holidays, and I actually spent the Christmas to New Year's period right between Christmas to New Year's in my house. I didn't leave. I felt really low. I didn't go anywhere, and no one noticed. And that's because everyone's away, they're doing their own things. And it wasn't until like February when I started talking to people about it, where I was like, you didn't even realize. But it's how you flip it and how you change it, because I was making it everyone else's problem as opposed to the fact that it's a space that we exist in all together. And it's something about this season, something about that happens. Even in the past couple of weeks, I've started to think, oh, my friends are going out without me, you know, like no one's picking up the phone and calling me. And it's this space that we get into where you sit in your own head, where you're suddenly feeling so isolated and so alone. And in fact, you've just got to create pathways to reach out and actually to say, it's okay to say to people, I'm not feeling okay. I'm feeling really isolated. I'm feeling really alone, and reaching out for help.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just in particular to flag over the holidays, there's a lot of really good 24-hour hotlines that are available to everyone. Just, you know, be mindful that you have Lifeline out there at 131114. You've got Direct Line, which is a 24-hour online drug and alcohol counseling support, phone number at 1-800-888-236. Finding time to speak with a professional is also a really sort of useful and important tactic. So if you want to reach out and book in an appointment with one of us at Couples Therapy Melbourne or South Bank Psychology, please give us a call at 1-300-784-184. So please do that.
I was about to say, for in our communities, a lot of us like to reach out to someone that understands what we're going through. So don't forget about Switchboard Victoria on 1-800-184-527, or you can chat online via QLife, and that's between 3 p.m. and midnight every day.
Mm-hmm. And especially because it feels like, there might not be people to reach out. So finding ways where you can connect and find that purpose within yourself. Volunteering, there's a lot of statistics that show that volunteering helps you feel purposeful, helps you connect with other people. So shelters, hospitals, local charities, all of these kinds of different avenues really help people feel like they are with people and they do matter, that you do matter.
It's important to remember that there's a difference between feeling alone and being alone. Mm-hmm. They're two very different things. And getting out and going for a walk, even in this terrible hot weather that we're currently having, baking a cake, there are things that you can do on your own that can change the way you feel about yourself, feel about your space, and feel about your day. This time of year, when I am very frustrated with myself, I clean. It's like the one time a year I really clean, rearrange my furniture. By March, it's all back to the way it always was. But I just need to feel like something's different. And these are the kind of tools and things that we do to change that.
I think that's great. You're kind of nesting, you're investing in yourself, you're finding your own kind of things that we were talking about, filling up your cup, like you're filling up your home. Also, it's really hard to focus on what's missing when you're focusing on what's there. So kind of cultivating a gratitude practice is also really important at this time, you know. And gratitude, I think gratitude gets a bad rap because we have to think, oh, I can't pay attention to the things I don't like. I have to look at this shiny thing over here that's going to make me feel good. Mm. But gratitude can actually just be, hey, you know, this cup of coffee is delicious, you know. It doesn't have to be monumental.
And at this time of year, you know, because I think when I was just feeling down and just staying in my house, I wouldn't get out of bed, or you just go, well, I've got nothing to do, so why get up? Sticking to a routine, whether it's just I'm going to get up at this time, I'm going to have my cup of coffee, making sure you don't sleep in till 1 o'clock in the afternoon, even though it is holiday time, you know, use the time to try things or access things in a different way. Is anyone else feeling awkward about seeing all of the family on Christmas Day? It can be such a stressful, stressful time.
Yeah, it really can. And it's just everybody's got their own sort of agenda as well.
Yes,
you know,
so much.
Somebody wants to do this and you just want to unwind or relax, or, you know, you want to get, you know, have really intense conversations with people and they just want to unwind and relax. So it is a really, really tough time of year.
I think one of the good things to think about is whatever you're going through, like it might feel like you're going through it on your own, but everyone at this time of year goes through stress and anxiety in lots of different ways.
You're not
everyone
alone.
Handles them differently. So not only are you not alone in the fact that there's lots of support networks out there for you, but what you're going through, if you actually start talking about it with other people, there's something about this time of year where everyone goes through it. And we're at the end of a decade. We're not just at the end of a year. We've got Christmas, we've got New Year's, and we're at the end of a decade, which is a big time in which everyone looks back on the last 10 years. Mm. Remember that 10 weeks is a large amount of growth. 10 years is something even more. Don't look back in negativity. Actually look back and think about what the positives are, because everyone, no matter where you are, even if you're having a tough time right now, everyone has support out there that they can access and is there for them. But every single one of us is made an achievement and makes them every single day, even if it's just getting out of bed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tying your shoes, getting to work.
Making the bed.
No, I still haven't done that.
Yeah, well, I also just wanted to say, you know, as well, for everybody, like, this is, you're not alone. You know, everybody that I talk to is feeling challenged by the holidays and weather. And even if it's just a small stuff, like, what do I get somebody for something, you know, at Christmas?
That can be really stressful.
It can be really stressful. And so making sure that you kind of, A, acknowledge that, but B, really kind of practice a wellness routine where you're kind of really giving yourself this compassion of, you know, this time of year is stressful for a lot of people and it's okay for me to be stressed out by things big or small.
And don't put yourself in stressful scenarios. If it is going to be really stressful, you to be stuck in the shopping center and there's everyone around you and you don't know what to get, then don't go there. If you say to everyone your gift is coming, if you have to get them one, mm-hmm. or make them something. Make them cupcakes. Do something different. But if you are trying to find that one thing or being in that environment is just causing you more anxiety, then switch it up and change it completely.
Yeah.
Dr. Elizabeth, thank you so much for coming and joining us today.
Thank you.
This has been Counsellor's Corner with Dr. Elizabeth from Couples Therapy Melbourne.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming in and we can't wait to have you back even more next year on Mad Wednesday. We're going to be talking about lots of different topics and themes and creating spaces to be able to help you all. Let's give a shout out to any of those support lines that you can access during the year as well.
Yep. So Lifeline, 24-hour, free to call from mobiles. It's just a all access hotline for anybody with any kind of issue. That's the go-to. It's available any time of day at 131114. And then the other one that I think is helpful, especially during the holidays when alcohol consumption does kind of kick up, is Direct Line. It's a 24-hour online and telephone drug and alcohol counseling support number at 1-800-888-236.
And don't forget, you can contact Switchboard Victoria by 1-800-184-527 or chat online at QLife Web Chat. Just look that up. And that's between 3 o'clock and midnight every day. Thank you, Dr. Elizabeth, for joining us and have a happy new year.
Thank you and happy holidays to you both as
well.
We'll
see you in 2020.
Okay, thanks.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.